seconds to go.
They got a shot.
Period.
He's got it.
Agata's got it to put them one in front. So the Cowboys are one in front. They're 30 away. They get their biggest body to take the run for Finnegan. Oh. Squeezes it offload. And it is knock on. This is unbelievable. This is extraordinary. The Cowboys have done it again in extra time in finals football.
And I like... You know, I was speaking to BC, Brian Canavan, about, you know, I'm not paying any money here, so I won't be getting sucked into that. But, you know, the first one was, you know, James Maloney. We talk about, you know, at the biggest games of the year, and we just want it right, or close to right. Let the teams decide it. When is James Maloney a professional foul? It's not a professional foul, it's a penalty, if that. So, you know, we talk about decisions, crucial decisions, all wrong.
Yeah, well, that was Shane Flanagan. He's probably in a little bit of fine territory there. And I don't think Paul Gallen needed to hear that again. G'day, Paul.
Yeah, thanks, boys.
Oh, mate, guys. Thanks for fronting up this morning. I know you've had end-of-season drinks probably, and then last night. How are you feeling?
Yeah, really, really upset, to be honest, and really shattered, really empty feeling this morning. It's one of those seasons, I suppose, now that you're out, you sort of reflect on it, and probably never really got going as a team, you know, consistently throughout the year, but I suppose it doesn't change the hurt of what happened on the weekend. And I think, as I said, the season as a whole just never really got going. We saw glimpses of what we could do, without a doubt, games versus Melbourne and the Roosters, where we played really well and completed really well and did what we do, but just, as I said, consistently didn't do it enough this year.
Honesty test, mate. Who cost you the game? The referees or yourselves?
Guys, I obviously can't say. I can't say the referees, can I? Because I won't be getting myself a fine. So I look at what Flano said, and look, I don't think Flano got fined for what he said in the press conference, actually. I think he got fined for what he said on a website later on. So I think what he said in the press conference he was okay with, and I'll say a lot of what he said in the press conference I agree with a couple of things there.
Yeah.
How can the refs be more accountable, Gal? I mean, there is a consensus that the reffing quality hasn't been up to scratch, and obviously we can talk about the Manly Panthers game as well, about a couple of contentious decisions, but the closer the game, the more these decisions can be highlighted.
Yeah, look, I don't know the exact answer to that one. I think we have this technology there and available to us. I think we use it all the time, or we just don't use it. I think we've got to get to that. If we're going to be, if referees are going to make errors, as players make errors, we'll just let them make errors and let the game flow. Just let it be. Let's not have all this technology there at our feet and use it in some situations and not in others. Now, Flano came up with a lot of examples on the weekend of what he thought errors were the referee. And then you hear people later saying, well, hang on a second, the referee wasn't out there dropping the ball or missing tackles. Well, the missed tackle count, it really was irrelevant because the score was 14-all at full time. But you go to the error count, it was 17-10, I think it was. But you look at some of those examples Flanagan gave. I mean, the Luke Lewis ball knocked out, that's an error. The Jaden Brayley, when he's making a tackle, the ball's kicked into him over the sideline, and six more to the Cowboys, that's counted as an error. The Fifita ball that went straight through his legs backwards, that's counted as an error. My one on the trailer where the bloke got hold of the ball, that's counted as an error. So all of a sudden, you take them four decisions out that could have gone the other way.
Yeah, but Gal, you're talking like you're the only team that had bad calls against you. Are you saying that the Cowboys did not have a bad call against them in the entire 80 minutes?
No, look, I'm giving examples.
They could list four examples as well.
Yeah, but guys, Flano's said crucial times. Let's go to my era.
But 14-14, everything's crucial.
1 minute, exactly right. But inside 1 minute to go, you cannot hold the ball when a player's playing the ball. You cannot touch the ball. That's a fact. That is a rule. You cannot touch the ball when a player is playing it. Scott Bolden's got two hands on the ball, without a doubt. There's not one angle you can show me that he has not got two hands on the ball. It's it's a penalty every day but last Sunday.
And you don't think Maloney should have gone to the bin?
I don't think he should have gone to the bin, no. Look, Jimmy's given away dumb penalties all year. We're not taking these. One of the most penalised players in the competition, but it's not the referee's decision to decide on Jimmy Maloney. It's the referee on that particular situation. He never took the player out. He put his arm up. Our bloke had a ball in his hand. It was a silly penalty by Jimmy. It's a penalty every day of the week. But is it a professional foul? Yeah. Probably not.
Yeah, they're a hard one. I've got to say, mate, the Cowboys, they keep soldiering, don't they?
Oh, yeah, look, they're a tough side. We know that. As we said, we've heard it all through all years, poor Cowboys, how many injuries they've had, and they have had a lot. But, I mean, the last month of footy, they've had their side on the park fairly consistently without JT, and Matt Scott's been gone since round one, I think. So, they don't give up, that's for sure. And, they proved that again on the weekend with a field goal and extra time.
Andrew Fifita, 30 seconds left on the clock, just had to knock it up forwards to the post, take the drop goal, you go to golden point. That's just been glossed over by coach and everybody.
But you know, as Fano said, that thing is going our way before that, it wouldn't have been that situation. But for fifth, we probably would have won that one back. We were setting up for it, that was the set we're going for, and unfortunately, Andrew can do that sometimes, but he can come up with the big play as well. Come up there in that situation, and that was the game. But that's the way it goes, unfortunately.
Yeah. Have you got a comment on that peachy try, mate, in the other game?
Yeah, that's one where the referee called try. And there was no... Whether he knew he touched it or not, I'm not sure, but he called try. So it's similar to the Jason Tomalolo one. Mm. You called try. Now, there wasn't any real evidence that he got the ball to the ground, but there wasn't really any real evidence that he never either. So
no,
the
onside right.
referee calls try, well, I suppose you've got to go. And that's very similar to the Peachy one. You couldn't actually see where his finger touched the ball. So, that's one of those ones you've got to go with the onside referee decision in the way the rules are placed at the moment.
Mm. Is there a culture of bad sportsmanship? Does everybody have to grow up, as Todd Greenberg has stated? And everybody, that I think coaches, players, fans, probably journalists, media commentators, everybody in that, and just accept that, it's all part of the game.
That's another very difficult question. I mean, because we're talking big business here, We're talking teams that go deep in the semi-finals, million-dollar sponsorship deals, player endorsement deals. There's a lot on the line here when things don't go right for clubs. So I can understand the coach's frustration. I mean, the coach's career's on the line here as well. So we're talking, we're talking some pretty big things on the line when things don't go exactly right or to the way you want them to go. So I can understand that's human nature, people being frustrated and coming out and saying things. Look, unfortunately, we can see and whinge all we want and carry on about it, but it's not going to change the decision. We're out of the competition. We now have to move on. And as I said for my very first comments today, when we reflect on our year, we probably never got going as a club the way we really wanted to, and it probably reflects on the way the season ended. Pretty inconsistent for us, and we're out.
Yeah, well, that's an honest assessment, Gal. Do you think, though, in terms of ref bashing, the culture of it is that, under sevens rugby league, you might have the parents bashing the ref at that stage. It's a hard one to change, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I think that the difference is, as I just said, guys, we're talking big, big business compared to under sevens. It's a big chalk and cheese. So,
ask the parents on the sidelines at the under sevens,
I'm just saying that from that early on, there's this sort
younger.
Of harsh look at refereeing and obviously it goes up through the age groups.
Yeah, look, I can't agree with that one. I've got a kid who plays on the sixes and I've got to be honest, I go to as many games as his as I can. I've never heard at that age. With referees whatsoever. So, that's on the sixes, not on the sevens, but I can only give an example of what I've seen I've never heard it whatsoever at that age.
Oh, well, that's good to hear.
Mate, Broncos, Penrith. Who wins?
Is Darius playing?
Darius is... We won't know till later on in the week, mate.
Yeah, well, I think if Darius plays, I think that the Broncos can win. Look, they've got a couple out, the Broncos, up the front row of their hooker, but he's been out for a month or so now, the hooker. So, look, Penrith are another team. They just hang around. They offload the ball. Well, even that try that Peachy scored in the weekend, the majority of teams in the competition would have been setting up for field goal and just closed the game out, but they're all or nothing, Penrith. They went for the all or nothing play and it came off for them. If the ball sticks for Penrith when they have those all or nothing plays, they can beat anyone on their day, but... their completion rate and consistency is an issue for them. And as I said, if the passes aren't sticking for them, I think Brisbane can get the job done up there.
I don't know who you're going to cheer for here, mate. Parramatta got rid of you as a kid. Up against the Cowboys who just wristled you last weekend.
20 years ago, we're going back to talk about bringing up Bob.
Yeah, that's right.
Sorry, mate.
Who can win that one? I'm not sure. I don't know. I think the Cowboys can win that one, to be honest.
Wow.
Michael Morgan fires. And I think that the Parramatta side put so much effort into last week. They played really, really well. I don't know if it's going to affect them this week. If it's going to be a little bit tight because they never got the result last week. So the Cowboys can play consistently and control the ball. And for me, keep the ball in play against Parramatta. You can't give them breaks. You got to keep the ball in play and wear them out. If the Cowboys can do that, I think they might be able to get that one too.
And Gow, final one for me, mate. Despite the controversy that we're talking about, I've got to say as a lover of the game, it was exciting stuff. All the finals had something a little different, but they were all close.
Oh, they were. Outstanding weekend of football, to be honest. It is a shame we're not only talking about the rugby league, but all four games were really, really, really quality games. So it'll only continue, I think.
Okay, mate. And you had a big season as well. But we'll keep chatting on a Tuesday anyway, mate, right up until the grand final. We look forward to it. And thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, boys. Talk soon.
Thanks, Gal.